daring greatly, questioning intentions. This self-exposure instead feels one-directional, and for those who engage in it, an audience appears to be more desirable than intimate connection. If we find ourselves engaging in a smash-and-grab, I think the reality check questions are the same as the ones in the section on floodlighting. I think it's also important to ask, what need is driving this behavior, and am I trying to reach, hurt, or connect with someone specifically? And is this the right way to do it? The shield, serpentining. I'm not someone who typically enjoys slapstick humor or screwball comedies. I much prefer a good romantic comedy or one of those painfully slow, character-driven Miramax movies. That makes the movie clip that I'm using as the metaphor for this particular vulnerability protection mechanism seem odd. But honestly, every time I watch this movie, I laugh so hard that my face hurts. Just thinking about it makes me start laughing. The movie is the 1979 comedy The In-Laws, starring Peter Falk and Alan Arkin. On the eve of their children's wedding, dentist Sheldon Cornpet, played by Alan Arkin, meets Vince Ricardo, played by Peter Falk. Sheldon is the bride's father, and Vince is the groom's. Arkin's character is an anxious, regimented, straight-laced dentist. Falk's character is a CIA operative who appears to have gone rogue and who thinks nothing of car chases and shootouts. As you've probably guessed, the lovable but reckless agent drags the unsuspecting dentist into his far-flung misadventures. The movie is really corny, but Peter Falk is brilliant as the outrageous agent, and Alan Arkin is the perfect, uptight, straight man. My very favorite scene is when Falk tells a terrified Arkin to avoid a flurry of bullets by running in a zigzag pattern. They're totally exposed on an airport runway while being shot at by multiple snipers, and his best advice is, "Serpentine, Shell! Serpentine!" At one point, the dentist miraculously makes it to shelter, but then remembers that he didn't serpentine, so he runs back into the line of fire so he can zigzag his way back to cover. I'm totally into this, so I put the 2-minute clip on my website. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see it. http://www.brenebrown.com/videos. I don't know why it cracks me up, but I laugh out loud every time I see it. Maybe it's the visual of a wild-eyed Peter Falk running back and forth yelling, "Serpentine!" Maybe it's because I remember watching it with my dad and brother and falling out.